This goes to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-588-5052 regarding Linda Booz. It's B like boy, O-O-S, date of birth 12/9/1949. Dear Miss Carstensen, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Booz with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and mild hypercalcemia. Her last visit was January 21st of this year. She's feeling well, her weight is stable, and she is having no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She reports that her blood sugars are well controlled. Medications, I want to highlight Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. Metformin, 500 milligrams. She takes 2 tablets twice a day. And she's off calcium supplements as well as multivitamins due to her history of elevated calcium levels. Physical exam, weight 191 pounds, and this is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 2nd, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.19. Estimated GFR is 48. Calcium is 10.3. Albumin, 4.4. Sodium is 138. Potassium, 5.3. And she understands that she's to follow her low potassium diet carefully. She does have a history of elevated potassium levels. Carbon dioxide, 26. Phosphorus, 3.7. Intact parathyroid hormone, 27.2. Hemoglobin, 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently controlled. 3, mild hypercalcemia. She stopped all calcium supplements, and she will also stop the multivitamin, and we will continue checking calcium levels with our renal panel every 3 months. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.